Hello and welcome back. It's day three now of our fear-busting exercises. And I wanted to record a call here mainly because I have been putting this one off. This is a call that I've been procrastinating a great deal. So how many of you have calls right now that you should be making that you're procrastinating? I'm guessing it's a lot of you. I know I have a couple, so I'm going to actually make two of those today. And I think oftentimes procrastination is, in fact, based in fear. In this situation, I think it is. And the reason that I think I'm fearful of this one is I've spent a lot of time pursuing this particular company. And we're kind of getting there, and you know, it looked really good for a while. I thought we were going to get it, and then all of a sudden it's just kind of not looking so good, and I'm not exactly sure. And it's been a couple of weeks since I've called on them because I'm putting it off, procrastinating it. And why? I think mainly because I've got, again, so much time invested, and I think that if they tell me no right now, I'm going to be like kind of devastated because, oh my gosh, I spent all this time and I still didn't get it. So that's the reason that I put it off. It is out of my comfort zone, and I'm going to go in and see what happens here. And I think the tool that I'm using most right now is the E plus R equals O model. So for those of you that aren't familiar with that model, refer to the appendices for E plus R equals O model. And what that model really stands for is every outcome we've ever achieved in our life is the result of how we've responded to a previous event. So, you know, what it really boils down to is events in our lives don't determine our outcomes. It's how we respond to those events. So if I am rejected here or told no, I know and understand that that event alone does not determine my success. It's how I respond to that event. In other words, if I cave in and I say, oh, heck with this, and I go home and I don't make any more calls for the day, then, well, my response is not indicative of a person that's going to achieve more success for that day. So, you know, that's what I'm going to use to fight this. If they say no, I'm just going to remember that my response determines my outcome, and my response will be a positive one, in that I will continue to press on and I will continue to make the calls that I need to make to get my business to the next level. So here goes.